This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Ezenwa, dermatologist at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I am so excited, too, because most people don't know this, Dr. Ezenwa, but the largest organ in the human body is the skin, and we're going to talk about general skin care. First of all, when it comes to skin care, the choices can be really overwhelming. There are so many products. So let's start with, why is skincare important?
That's a great question, Beyonce. You actually took my opening line. Skin is the largest organ of the body, but oftentimes it just doesn't get treated as such, right? And so it's really important for us to take care of our skin, because our skin can oftentimes tell us if there's other things going on. So the skin sometimes can be a marker for if there's internal disease going on, mm-hmm. or it can show us if there's problems with you're not hydrated enough, or if you need to be changing your products. So it's really important to take good care of your skin.
Can you walk us through a healthy skin routine? Like, what types of products do you need to use to keep your skin healthy and clean? And again, there are a ton of products.
You know, everyone's skin is different, but my overarching skincare regimen is to keep things very simple. You know, you're going to see online that there's so many different options. So what is the best things you can do is to cleanse your skin, oftentimes daily, with a fragrance-free product. You don't need, you know, special oils or serums in the products. You don't need to have those little beads or exfoliants that you feel like, if I'm scrubbing really hard, yeah, I'm getting a good clean. You want to keep it really simple. The other thing I recommend for everyone is a good moisturizer. And a moisturizer really depends on how the weather is outside and what your skin really needs. So oftentimes in the summertime, you'll need a lighter moisturizer, like a lotion. And then when things get really cold, like our Chicago winters, you oftentimes need something a little bit thicker, like a nice cream. And I often recommend things with like ceramide products in them.
Okay.
Because those have natural kind of lipids or fats in them that can help protect the skin and keep moisture in.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Ezenwa, dermatologist at Northwestern Medicine. We're talking about general skincare. So, Dr. Ezenwa, are there specific practices for proper skincare, like, you know, some face washing techniques or sunscreen reapplication? You know, or any other techniques that we should be aware of?
Yeah. So I think most things we have to keep simple. So obviously, well, keeping your skin hydrated is very important. Mm-hmm. So using your gentle cleansers, fragrance-free products, using your moisturizers to make sure that you're locking in the moisture, because dry skin can just be very itchy skin. And then other things that you can be doing at home is examining your skin monthly for any new moles and growths, because skin cancer is very common. It's about 1 in 5 patients will have skin cancer.
Oh my.
So it's important to be able to keep track of new moles or growths that you're having to know if you need to come in and see a dermatologist.
There's a lot of social media buzz on skincare. I know you've seen it. I've seen it. Everyone sees it. Do you have any tips you would want to give your patients in navigating this information overload? There's just so much. It's so overwhelming.
Yes. Social media can definitely be a blessing and a curse. You know, we have so many studies now, even in academic journals, talking about just how much information about skincare specifically is being pushed to consumers. So obviously my first tip is to talk to your dermatologist about what skincare regimen would be best for you, because everyone's skin is different. But I know it's really hard to get in to see a dermatologist. My patients tell me about it every day. So things that you can be doing at home is finding some good reputable sources. I like the American Academy of Dermatology. And they have their own social media webpage and Instagram, mm-hmm. that talks about specific skincare recommendations with evidence-based resources. The other thing you can look for online is people who are considered board-certified dermatologists. So people who have gone through the medical training and residency to be considered to be dermatologists.
Oh, okay. So that's official certified. Okay.
Those websites will often have really good resources as well.
Great. Gosh, see, I've learned so much about skin, mm-hmm. and the importance of skincare today. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Ezenwa, dermatologist at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for this valuable information about the largest organ in the human body, our skin. So happy to have you here today, and I learned a lot. Thank you.
Thanks, Beyonce.